Last November, the Booker Prize was won by Scottish-American author Douglas Stewart for his semi-autobiographical novel Shuggy Bane, which tells the story of a young boy growing up in 1980s Glasgow and coming to terms with his sexuality. Douglas joined me from his home in New York to share the books of his life. So, Douglas, was there a book that you read as a child or a youth that made you fall in love with reading or want to become an author?
I actually came to reading quite late as a boy. There was just so much going on in my universe around me, and school was a bit of a riot, that I was about 16 or 17 when I managed to really focus on books. But one book as a young man that really stuck with me was Barry Hines's A Kestrel for a Knave, which obviously has also been translated into the really iconic film Kes. This was one of the first times I'd ever seen sort of a working class story on the page. If you grew up in the 80s in Scotland, most of what you read was sort of focused on the classics or on middle class authors. And so when I finally read A Kestrel for a Knave, I was just so grateful to see a kid, even though he grew up in Yorkshire, that had a very similar upbringing to my own. Billy Casper is one of my heroes of literature. He is obviously the youngest son of the Casper family, and he's living through this really tough time in the Yorkshire community that he's in, and headed towards the coal mines. His brother threatens him on the first page, who says, "You'll be down the mine soon." And so he sort of has this very ominous future. But then he finds and starts to train and hunt with a kestrel. And it's in those moments that his soul really soars. But home life is really hard for Billy. And the moments that succeed in the book for me are the really small sort of moments of just domestic observation, I guess you would say. And in those moments, that's when the book really sort of gutted me and stayed with me for life.
Jud, what? They'll be late. Oh, shut it. Clock's not fast, I knows. I said, shut it. He swung his fist under the blankets and thumped Billy in the kidneys. Gior, that hurts. Well, shut it then. I'll tell me mam on thee. Judd swung again. Billy scuffled away into the cold at the edge of the bed, sobbing.
John Davitt narrating A Kestrel for a Knave by Barry Hines, which is available in a full range of accessible formats from the RNIB library. And is there a book that on a rainy day you'd like to curl up with and reread?
My comfort read is As Meat Loves Salt by Maria McCann. I adore this book. I think I've read it about six or seven times. It's set in the 16th century, I believe, at the time of the English Civil War. And if I got the century wrong, don't correct me. I'm not a history buff. But it is the story of Jacob, who is essentially a manservant in a grand house. And we see him in the very first chapter treat his new bride despicably. He runs away and tries to cleanse himself in the bloods of war, as one does, I suppose. But as he battles across England, he actually falls in love with another soldier called Christopher Ferris. At first, everything is beautiful and lovely, but as the two men sort of come apart, we get to really see the depth of Jacob's obsession and his violence. It's a beautifully written and a beautifully researched book. For me, it has all the heft of literary classics, and I believe actually Maria McCann is a historical scholar. But it's also a really important look at queer romance set in history. As a queer writer myself, I don't get to see so much of that. And so As Meat Loves Salt for me does that. It gives me this huge epic romance set against the smoke and the fog of time, and I love it. It's a real bodice ripper, and it certainly rips my bodice.
Unfortunately, there's no audiobook version of As Meat Loves Salt by Maria McCann, but the RNIB library does have a Braille copy. And finally, is there a book you've read recently that you'd like to share with the Read On listeners?
Yes, I wanted to recommend this because I actually heard it as an audiobook and I thought it was really phenomenal. It is Oranges Are Not the Only Fruit by Jeanette Winterson. Obviously, this is a real British classic, so it's possible that everyone's already heard it. But I got to listen to the audiobook, and if you can find the version that is narrated by the author herself, you're in for a real treat because the Lancashire dialect is really, really gorgeous. This was one of the books that used to make me feel a bit funny in the library as a kid. It was a big indicator of my own queerness, but it is the story of Jeanette, who is apparently a fictional Jeanette, although the book is somewhat autobiographical. And Jeanette is growing up in the north of England after being adopted by very devout Pentecostal parents. She has been sort of raised into a missionary life, but through her coming of age, she starts to develop sexual attraction to other girls. After her church finds this out about her, they try to exorcise the demons from her. Like, they actually performed a real-life exorcism for the gayness, which made me very glad that all the homophobia I faced as a kid was just a quick beating behind the football pitches. But despite this sort of religious exorcism, I find this book a really comforting read. The writing's really suffused with love, and although it kind of looks at the crush of conforming to religious zealotry, it is about finding your true self, and Jeanette Winterston's just a really warm and evocative writer and reader, actually, of the book.
Like most people, I lived for a long time with my mother and father. My father liked to watch the wrestling. My mother liked to wrestle. It didn't matter what. She was in the white corner, and that was that. She hung out the largest sheets on the windiest days. She wanted the Mormons to knock at the door. At election time, in a Labour mill town, she put a picture of the Conservative candidate in the window. She had never heard of mixed feelings. There were friends and there were enemies. Enemies were the devil in his many forms, next door, sex in its many forms, slugs. Friends were God, our dog, Auntie Madge, the novels of Charlotte Bronte, slug pellets, and me at first.
Gretel Davis narrating the RNIB talking book version of Oranges Are Not the Only Fruit by Jeanette Winterson. The version narrated by the author herself is available commercially.
Douglas Stewart, thanks for sharing your love of reading and many congratulations for winning the 2020 Booker Prize.
Thank you. It was my huge pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Like all the previous winners of the Booker Prize, Shuggy Bane by Douglas Stewart is available from the RNIB Library. And if you'd like to hear a longer version of this interview, why not download the Read On podcast? Just search your usual podcast provider for Read On, the audiobook show. And don't forget to tune into RNIB Connect Radio every Friday at 1 p.m. for the latest episode.